supplemented by a written statement of
which is a state union. They both are
Well, that's right, that's right.
Because the Constitution says that...
Well, you can say that in the early days of the Republic, all, Woodrow Wilson's time, all states of the Union, except for... by a written message,
right.
The President is combining this American nation, he sent a written message in lay, covering all subjects, and then a personal message, orally delivered, which will highlight
Now, I'm saying that it will, although you will touch on foreign policy, likely it will focus on domestic policy because the foreign policy...
I will cover foreign policy. I don't know about foreign policy specifically. We'll be covered in the state of the world and put out the date, February 8th.
Right.
This will concentrate, this session will be my oral message. That the written message will totally be on domestic policy. That the oral message will be primarily...
Now they'll say, when can we have it? And I'm going to say, sometime Thursday morning, I think we can give them that longer version if it's ready, don't you?
The longer we will get on, I by all means, I don't think you can see.
Okay, that's all I have then for today. I'm going up to New York this afternoon to Sally,
to meet with the network, people on Canada, on China, and other matters.
Yes, that's one of the things that I've been on the line with the Vice President up here today. He said, look, let's make it clear that you requested this.
We'd love to have it. You're right.
That's exactly what he said. And I'm going to say, if this begins to unfold, then we're going to make it very clear immediately that what our efforts were at your request.
And they prevent us.
Yes, sir. They are cut to the bare minimum when they come to law. They've asked for one. I don't think we're going to give it to them. Well, okay.
Right.
It's old.